Good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable. You know, if you're a lover of Jane Austen, you can just close your eyes and imagine being brought to the towns and the gardens and the estates and the other sites from her iconic writing. Well, Saratoga Arts and a company called Ed Ventures will be offering such an opportunity through a Jane Austen tour that departs for England on April 25th and returns May 4th, 2015. That's just really not that far away. The trip will be led by Dr. David Shepherd, who is a Jane Austen scholar. David is the author of the annotated Pride and Prejudice, as well as annotated versions of Sense and Sensibility and Emma, among others. And Mary Huber is from Adventures, and it's a great pleasure to welcome you both to the roundtable. Thank you very much for being here. And David, very nice to meet you. And Mary, a delight to have you back.
All right. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you very much. So let us begin with you, Mary. As far as these tours, you've been doing things like this for a little while now.
Our company is 15 years old,
wow.
And we have been joining with Saratoga Arts over those years to offer at least two international trips per year as a fundraiser for that organization. And we're proud to say we've raised about $75,000 over those years through these tours that are geared to art and cultural events.
What brought you to Jane Austen?
Well, we have a local Jane Austen group here that is part of the Jane Austen Society of North America. And through the interest of the conversations we've been having in our meetings, it also occurred to us that it would be wonderful to actually visit the site and the world of her novels. And we're very fortunate because she lived in a period that had stately homes, exquisite interiors, beautifully landscaped grounds and gardens. And so we're just fortunate because she saw so many things that are of interest to us in this day and age.
How much territory do you cover?
David, how much territory?
Well, I'm not sure of the exact mileage, but essentially we're in sort of southern and southwestern England.
Okay.
We have two places. We spend the first part of the trip in Bath, and then we go to Winchester. Bath is sort of almost directly west of London.
Right.
Winchester is sort of south to southwest. And so we're covering, I'd say, one section of England, but not the whole thing. And within that, we take day trips from both Bath and Winchester.
So you've scouted this out, I assume.
Yes, I've been to all the places we go to. Over the course of the last 5 years or so, I've gone to taken three different trips, each one 2 or 3 weeks long, to England to go around and look at various sites connected with Jane Austen, part of my own research for the books I've written. And though at the same time, one of the things I found is that a lot of these sites are just very interesting in themselves, in addition to being useful for learning about Jane Austen.
So what is it, do you think, about bringing us to a place that we have read about and have that picture in our mind and then actually seeing it?
Well, I think a couple of things. Partly, you get a sense of visually what this world is like. I think one of the main reasons for the appeal of all the television and film versions of Jane Austen is that you actually see this world come to life. And of course, you can see it even more vividly if you're actually there. You can see the place, you know, where she lives, the place, the small village where she grew up,
right,
the house where she lived and wrote her novels, the place where she died. Also, you can go to all sorts of sites that are specifically mentioned in the novels, particularly Bath, which is one of our main sites, also another town named Lyme Regis, which is on the coast. She actually set part of her novels there and described specific actions in those places, and these places still look very much like they did then, so you can actually say, okay, this character walked from point A to point B in the novel. Well, here is point A and point B. We can follow along the same route. We can often see the same buildings, and so you get a sense of being there. Also, in many cases, the action itself becomes a lot more understandable if you realize what's going on. You see, the reason why this particular character did this in relation to another character has to do with the actual physical or geographic layout of this specific place. And so you really get a sense of the action itself and what was happening.
Do you think you read the novels in a different way after you've had this experience?
I think to a certain degree, you know, especially certain scenes. I mean, of course, the novels are a variety of, you know, have a variety of different elements. But yes, I think you do. I think in the case of these specific places, you really get a sense of what these places were like. In the case of Bath, she set half of both Persuasion and Northanger Abbey in Bath. She describes many places there. You really get a sense of what this city is like, because in the case of Bath, it pretty much looks now like it did in Jane Austen's time. A second thing is you get a sense of we're going to some houses and gardens from the time. They may not be the specific places where Jane Austen set her novels, but they're like what the kind of houses and landscapes that our characters inhabited. So you get a sense of, well, what are these houses like? You have a scene in Jane Austen where they say people got together for dinner or they went to the drawing room. Well, what did a dining room or a drawing room from that time among this class of people look like? You can get a sense of that from going to some of these houses.
Mary, how much of it is a balance? Because just by the name of the company, Edventures, ED, Edventures for Education, how much of it is a balance to have that education, but obviously to have the fun of travel and the freedom of travel?
Well, I think that by providing a really good travel experience, it becomes educational by its very nature, because we always have someone who is an expert like David along. But the rhythm and the tone is not academic per se, but rather a joyful learning experience. For example, we say that just visiting Bath is turning that into a living classroom for us. But it's quite different walking down a cobbled street versus reading about a cobbled street in a book.
How much do you want people to... Let me ask it in a different way. Do you recommend homework before going?
Yes. Homework sounds too strict.
Right.
But would you enjoy reading one of these stories to prepare your own mind for what it might look like when you actually see it? Absolutely. And that's one of the things we do to help travelers, no matter where we're going, whether it's Italy, Prague, or Bath. We provide them with some pre-travel information so that they can begin to get images and information in their head and then check it out when they're actually on site.
Typically, how large your group?
We don't go above 30, because that makes it a much better travel experience for our customers.
And to have someone like David come along, to who is a scholar in the subject and can be your on-site resource, that must be very helpful.
That is the essence of what we must have in order to really make this a wonderful tour, because people come away with so much experience and learning, and it creates lifelong memories for people. And we have, over the years, developed a group of traveling friends, because we have such a good time on these tours. We learn so much, and we carry such strong memories about all of our travels together.
What drew you to Jane Austen in the first place, David?
Well, partly just love of her novels. I just found her novels to be so good and so wonderful to read. At the same time, I also have long had an interest in history. That's what I've studied. And her novels are set in that period. And that was also one of the things that drew me to the books. I could combine these interests, and also has drawn me to then visiting. You know, I can both learn more about Jane Austen, learn more about the history of this time, and also just go to a lot of really beautiful places.
When this tour is from the 25th to the 4th, which is, was it 10 days?
It's a 10-day tour, yes.
So that seems like a good amount of time, right?
It's
that's
perfect,
just about
Joe.
Right. Yeah.
It's perfect.
Yes.
And not only will we have David's assistants learning about places, but we'll also have one free guide to go to London. And people can explore on their own and find the treasures they would like to in London.
Is there a lot of Jane Austen, are there stories of Jane Austen in London?
A little bit. She had one brother who lived in London, and she went and visited him. And we know one of the places he lived on, though I think the house itself has now been torn down and reconstructed. So she had limited experience. Some of her letters show her going to plays or art exhibits or things like that in London, but she never lived there for substantial periods.
I was surprised by how little there is on, like, Charles Dickens in London.
That could be.
Yeah, it's just fascinating to me because you think you have these literary tours and different things that people do, but there's not a lot left of that legacy. So I was curious as to what it would be for Jane Austen.
No, and of course, I mean, one thing, I guess, in the case of London, a big booming city, old buildings are torn down, new ones taken their place.
Right.
So even
fire.
In the case some of the places
bombs, fire.
Some of the places that are mentioned in some of her novels, I actually did tours of those, but now they don't look the same because it's all modern buildings. That's the contrast of a place like Bath, where the same buildings and streets that were described then continue to look exactly the same because it didn't undergo all the sort of modern development since then, unlike London.
So the Jane Austen tour departs for London on April 25th and returns May 4th. I assume most of the people are from this region. Is that?
Well, the Jane Austen Society of North America is advertising our trip. And so we have people who are from Canada and other parts of the country. And because we have friends who invite their friends from other parts of the country, we have a fairly broad traveling group.
Quite a mix.
Mm-hmm.
And beyond this, what's in the works?
We're looking at Iceland for a March trip.
Ooh.
Yes, beautiful country. And then in the fall, Prague and Berlin.
Wonderful.
Yes.
And all and those are more the history of the place and less with a literary
theme. Yes.
Yes.
And the wonderful thing about this trip is that really it's a heritage visit seen through the eyes of Jane Austen, but with a touch of things that everyone would enjoy, whether they're a Jane Austen fan or not.
When, if you want to find out more information, and Mary, correct me if I'm wrong in this, go to goedventures.com. Goedventures.com. Is that the website?
That is correct.
Excellent. And you can find out more information there. The trip departs April 25th. It returns May 4th. I wish you wonderful travels. It's a delight to have you both here. Dr. David Shepherd, thank you very much for sharing with us this morning. I appreciate you being here.
All right. Thank you. I'm
Mary,
glad to be here.
Always a pleasure. And I still have to catch up with you and see your pictures from your last cool trip.
Thanks, Joe.
Cool. Wonderful to see you. Thank you. Again, find out more by going to goedventures.com, and we'll have the information on our website as well. And you can hear the segment again, wamc.org/roundtable. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.